Good evening to you, my friends.
Good evening.
I have been asked to begin this evening's meeting by coming to thank you at this time of your year. To thank you on behalf of all those who, in their Earth-time existence, taught the various things about what was considered to be the truth, and which they now realize was in fact far from that. They have asked me to bring to you their profound thanks for the work you have done in conjunction with your colleagues, all as you have come to this temple of love, to enable those who made the mistakes, though they were not aware of them as mistakes, to enable them now to shed all the information which was so wrongly put to those on Earth. They thank you wholeheartedly for having released them all from the shackles with which they were still bound when they joined our planes of life. I wish it were possible for you to see the joy which surrounded each of them when they were released from the burdens which they had borne for so many years. So, my friends, I give to you again their thanks and their love, and their constant blessing upon you all, for what you are, for what you do, and to assist you in what you will be in due course. God be with you, keep you, and guard you all the days of all your lives within this creation which is never-ending.
We thank all concerned for their message. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I imagine that could be considered to be an Easter blessing for everybody.
Yes, I think so, yes.
To you and thank you again, and a very warm welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And are you fully returned?
Yes, thank you.
Communicator. Who came to you, brought it to you, a little of what I wish to say this time.
Thank you.
earthly. Let us give thanks to that greater force that once more we come together.
Yes, we do join with that.
Communicator who has spoken to you this time mentions this particular time of year in your Christian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Although much of those teachings of the time were abused. Let me say this to you, dear friends. I would say to you, the teaching of the Christ rising is something that should be retained by you all. Call it a celebration if you must, but in that respect that it is a teaching of life everlasting, then I say to you, continue with the spiritual knowledge that you have to uphold this time of your calendar year for that purpose. As a memory that life continues. That all of you rise from the physical clothes. That all of you go forward in spirit, in knowledge, and in love. So, dear friends, I say to you, put aside the extraneous thoughts about your Easter time and concentrate on that one aspect of the teaching which shows that the Christ arisen is indeed truth. You understand?
Yes, I don't think we have doubted that. I don't think anybody's ever doubted that, have they, that he did appear again, but of course not in a physical sense. I was going to ask you a question about that, Afner.
Yes, I know. That is why we are discussing it this time.
Thank you.
I say only this, that truth will survive all of men's teachings. Truth of spirit must prevail. You cannot destroy what is truth. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We do indeed.
Now, I am open to your questions this time.
Yes, sir. As it has always been my belief that the apparition, shall I say, which was Christ after his crucifixion, was in fact the appearance of his spiritual self. In other words, what we call these days a materialization of the spirit body in order that it might be visible to humanity as an eyesight.
You are perfectly correct in that assumption.
Good.
How else could it be when the material of the body decays, it cannot return? You know and understand this well.
Yes, we do.
So, any form that reappears, shall we say, is the spirit form. And what you humans term materialization, it is in fact the true self. The self that you all are now, but cannot be seen by others. Or shall I say, can be seen by only a few.
Yes.
So, you are correct.
If I might follow that with another question. We all know St. Paul's experience on the road to Damascus when he saw a blinding light and was converted. That came back to me, to my mind, after the last meeting when somebody, and we feel very honored that it did happen, I'm sure I speak for everybody, somebody gave us the eternal light. That brought back to me Paul's experience. He would no doubt have been experiencing what we were told about at the last meeting of the eternal light.
Let me say a little about this, please.
The eternal flame.
Yes. There are, in our world, many bearers of that light, that flame. The word matters not. It is eternal life. It is the eternal purpose of life. It is life itself. We can make it seem that all of these things are miraculous in your sight. Dear friends, let me tell you this. That what seems to you to be miracles, to be signs of spirit life, is available to you all. It depends so much on your own spiritual awareness as to how much you can receive. The eternal light, the eternal flame, is within each one of you, within the grasp of each of you. It is not something special that only a few can have, but it is your right. It is your right to obtain all of these gifts, as I so often hear them called. After all, I tell you once more, are you not first and foremost spiritual beings?
Yes, I think we accept that without question now.
So, whatever belongs to spirit belongs to you. In offering the eternal light, the eternal flame to you last time, the communicator was offering the knowledge which is attainable by all of you. Do you understand?
Yes, now we do, thank you. Has anybody a question on that, or everybody quite happy with the explanation?
Perhaps we can explain in simple terms. As a child, you would not be offered any reading matter which you had not been able to read, but you have to have attained that standard of reading before that book would be offered to you, would you not?
Yes, that's true.
So, can you see, in comparison, that by offering the eternal flame to you all, does it not show you, dear friends, that much is within your reach? Can you see?
Mm-hmm, indeed.
So I say to each one of you, reach out, take what is your right, take that flame of eternal existence, use it whilst in these physical bodies, and use it to good advantage. Use it with love, because if it is abused, then it would be withdrawn from you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we would certainly never wish to do anything, however slight, to damage the reception of that, or to interfere with the proper use of it.
It would be helpful, I think, to you all, if when you enter this place where you meet, that you see this eternal flame in the corner of your room, to focus, to visualize, to be that flame. Is that clear to you?
Yes, I think we shall all do that now. Let me correct that. We shall all do it. I don't think we shall.
When the time comes, when you interact with the flame, when you are part of the flame, then indeed you have grown much. Your knowledge of all things spiritual will have grown to such a degree that you can look to each other and say, at last I am on the road to going home. It will not happen in days, weeks, months, but it will take for most of you many of your earthly years to attain that degree of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not diminish the fact that it has been offered to you, because to have an emissary from a word to present it to you should, dear friends, show you that you are following your correct pathways.
Yes, it was a delightful experience for us all.
No. My heart is full in speaking with you this time. So I say to you all, when you leave here this time, under my words, and you will be surprised at what thoughts come to you.
Yes, we shall do that.
Many questions that have puzzled you will fall by the wayside, as you say.
Yes.
And much will become clear to you.
I would be glad if you could clarify one other thing, and my colleagues would like it too, no doubt. We were also told to be aware of the coming of the eternal rose. We wondered of the significance of that statement.
I will say it well.
Thank you.
I believe you were told many, many of your years ago that the blooming of your earthly rose would be significant in your work.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect, the eternal rose was offered to you as a signal of hope.
I see. We were told.
Always keep it in mind.
Oh, please carry on.
After all, there is much to be learned by looking at that earthly bloom, the beauty and the knowledge within it applies to you also as regenerative human beings. The eternal rose should be compared to yourselves in that you are beautiful, that always it blooms when your sun shines. Therefore, accept the eternal rose as a symbol of eternal life and beauty. Again, it is not offered freely to all, so dear friends, accept it with the love with which it came. You understand?
Yes, we certainly do. And we were grateful also for being given that. I did, thinking about it, I did wonder if it meant eternal beauty.
It is eternal beauty and life, because eternal life is beauty.
Yes, I see
beauty
the comparison.
That you cannot understand whilst living on this planet, but a beauty so magnificent, so wonderful, that you need to feel and be part of it like you do the eternal light of love.
Thank you very much for the explanation. I suggest that we should all think of the rose whilst we are concentrating on the flame, so that we can have the benefit of both in our thoughts and our development.
While the rose blooms in your world, it will always be a time of great significance in your work here.
Thank you. I remember that we were told a long time ago that something very important would happen in our month of the roses.
Hold it in your mind and in your heart. It was not given to you lightly, but again, it is difficult to give you times. I know that all of you find time difficult to comprehend, but dear friends, it is but a hiccup in all of eternal life.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
So again, and I feel you must grow impatient with me when I say to you all, be patient, be patient, and all will come to you.
Oh, yes, we know you wouldn't say it if it were not so.
I understand your desires and your wishes to know more. All of us in our world understand, but even those who exist in our world learn even so, that when the body has been left far behind, that patience is truly so you would turn a virtue. No.
Thank you very, very much for what you have said.
I must leave you this time. Let's say to you all, thank you for listening once more. I feel your love and your welcome, and it enables me to speak with you. But I say to you, each one of you brings to me great satisfaction and love to my work. I leave you and allow each one this time to experience great love from our world in whichever way they can receive it. To you, dear friend, I say, you are deserving of much. You have attained much, and you will continue to achieve much. May that creative force be with you. Be part of your very being, that you can utilize in your daily life.
You don't want it or need it, I do have to say again, we thank you immensely for what you bring, not only your knowledge, but the happiness and the love which we can feel from you on every occasion. God be with you, send a minute.